They've been bringing reggae music to the world for over 40 years, and now, to continue celebrating their anniversary album, Third World bring their popular reggae sound to Australia. Mixing in elements of R&B, funk, pop, rock, dancehall and rap, Third World are Jamaica's most consistently popular crossover act amongst international audiences. Since debuting in 1973, the band have released 21 studio albums to date and have become one of the most respected and influential reggae groups of all time. And today, we get to speak to one of their original members and legendary guitarist and cellist, Stephen Cat Core. Welcome to Australia. I'm sure you've visited our shores many times over the years. How have you found the trip so far?
Trip's been great so far, man. We went over to New Zealand and we did some shows over there, and we also did the One Love Festival, which was really, really epic, you know.
Nice, nice. You've got some shows lined up in North Queensland there. It must be nice and warm, like home.
Yes, it's exactly like home. I'm standing right now looking at a mango tree, looking at some eucalyptus-looking trees, and it looks exactly like home.
So have you been to Australia many times?
We've been about three times.
Good memories from here?
Very, very, very good memories from here. Great memories from here.
Now, you famously play guitar in Third World, of course, but you play the cello as well, and it seems a pretty unique instrument to include in a reggae show. What brought about that, including that in the band?
Well, to be honest with you, it was the first instrument I learned as a kid growing up, and, you know, through the years, just being kind of like the kind of people that Third World was from day one, we just, you know, felt that it would be really cool to incorporate it into the band. At the time, we didn't realize what a hit it would be when we did it, but we started to do little things here and there with it, and it really caught on, and people really love it, so it's become part of the act now, you know, big part of the act, and it's good for me too, because it got me back into my cello playing, and trying my best to catch up on an instrument that is so hard to play, you know, and
yeah.
you have to be on your game to really play that instrument, so it's good for me too. It's good discipline, it's good thinking,
yeah.
That's the right thing to do, you know.
Now, reggae, of course, in 2016, it's a long time since when you started in 1973. How has the scene and the music changed in the last 43 years?
Well, the music has more evolved than it has changed, in my opinion, you know, because you have these reoccurring themes of ska, rocksteady, reggae. You know, they all reoccur in today's modern music.
Hmm.
From time to time, you hear some act playing, and you definitely hear them going to a ska thing. And on the other hand, you hear groups like Slightly Stupid and Revolution and Catrify and all these bands playing what we call roots reggae, you know? And I think it's a very cool thing. You know, it's very, very, very much something that we Jamaicans are very proud of, that we've been able to influence the music business the way we have over the last 42 years. I think the music has evolved. I think dancehall music is the one thing that has come along that has had a different beat to it. You know, and even if you look back in history, you'll find that dancehall music is based off of mento and calypso music. So it's still indigenous Caribbean culture that brought about the dancehall beat, but it's not really a reggae beat, you know, it's something different.
96 degrees in the shade, real hot, oh yes, in the shade.
Is there any current reggae music that you look at and go, yeah, they're really bringing reggae back to a new audience?
Well, yeah, some of these bands, like, I mean, some of the more California white reggae bands, as they're known, those kids, you know, they're doing some interesting stuff with the music. And of course, you have the Marlins, who, as far as I'm concerned, they're the front runners in this whole new reggae thing right now. Damian Marley particularly, you know. He's super dude. So
well, you've collaborated with such greats over the years, of course, with Bob Marley himself and people like Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson. Is there any sort of one artist that stands out in your career that you enjoyed collaborating with?
Well, I would say definitely collaborating with Stevie Wonder to me was like something that will always live with us as being very, very special, because just the personality alone, the persona, you know, being in his presence and seeing the kind of talent that God gave him. Taking away his eyesight was one thing, but giving him that talent was really something very special. So, to me, that's one of the epic moments for Third World is being with Stevie Wonder. It was a tremendous experience and something that doesn't happen every day, eh? Because I've never been able to really, revisit it.
Yeah,
just hasn't happened yet. Even though we've been playing in places and Stevie has just walked out on the stage and played with us. Which is also fantastic, but you know, that whole studio thing and creating with him was very, very special.
Some say it's just a part of it. Got to fulfill the book. Won't you help us sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I
Now, of course, the band has spanned over 5 decades now, and you're one of the original members, of course. Are you hoping that the band will continue to evolve as, you know, members come in and out over the years? Are you hoping it will sort of continue for another 5 decades?
I would love it to do that, because what I'm hoping is that the younger ones or the family members will take the band over from us old boys. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm really hoping. And that the name Third World and the legacy and the cultural aspect of what we did and the social aspect of what we did will live on for many, many years to come. You know, a lot of people are very insular when it comes down to that. They think that if it's not Lennon and McCartney, you know, at least maybe Harrison as well, it's not the Beatles, you know.
Mm.
So it's kind of strange when you have that romantic side where you think that the original is what it's all about. And you know, you go to great lengths to go and buy old copies of the old original records, and you know, and the band is just trying to really continue and trying to continue its presence in the world of music and continue what it's going to leave behind. So a lot of bands have suffered through that, you know. The Commodores, when Lennon and Richie left them, they suffered very badly. You know, to really put your question in a nutshell, yes, I would really love it to the Third World concept to continue for as long as possible, in whichever way it can.
Fantastic. I think the world needs the Third World, you know, and you guys, just bring the love wherever you go. You're heading to Sydney very, very soon, and you're playing, in fact, on Valentine's Day here in Sydney. What can we expect in your Valentine's Day show here at the Factory Theatre?
Well, I think that Sydney will be very pleased when we play. We've really been doing very well. We had a very good year last year, and we really intend to give the Sydney audience something special. So
And spreading the love to the Sydney crowd. Do you find that you get a bit of people up and dancing, and is it all everyone moving?
I would love that. As you rightly say, we are bringing love to Sydney, and you know, now that we found love, we're gonna do something with it. So I'm hoping that your wish for us comes true, and everybody gets dancing and is happy and goes off.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the sun up in North Queensland. It's not quite as warm down here, but we look forward to seeing you down here next week.
Right.
And fantastic. Thanks for chatting to us here on 2SER.
Okay, lots of love, my brethren. I'll see you in Sydney.